Sounds True presents Producer's Pick, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. This week's episode, The Five Foundations of Effortless Mindfulness, comes from the audio program Effortless Mindfulness Now with author Locke Kelly. Mitchell Klute, a producer at Sounds True, was with Locke Kelly in the Sounds True studio for this recording. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
I love the way Locke shares his subtle teachings on awareness and the nature of mind in a way that is direct and accessible, even to those who have not yet experienced the awake awareness his teaching emerges from and points us back to as the ultimate ground of our being. For those who have practiced basic mindfulness, these teachings may seem both very simple and very difficult to grasp with the mind, and that's exactly the point. This effortless mindfulness or awake awareness described in the program is, Locke says, the ultimate medicine we've all been seeking. Spacious, loving, open, clear. But it escapes us because we're using the wrong tools to find it. It can't be discovered by an act of will or an effort of the conceptual mind, but only by shifting our identification from the ego, or what Locke calls the small mini-me seeking to be free of itself, to this awake awareness itself, which brings us naturally to an open-hearted awakeness that is always, already available to us. In this way, Locke says, we avoid the whole self-improvement project that so often drives our lives, including our spiritual lives, and find that the perpetual dissatisfaction of the ego dissolves in the face of this deeper way of knowing ourselves as life itself.
You can download the entire program, Effortless Mindfulness Now, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, The Five Foundations of Effortless Mindfulness with Locke Kelly.
In many of the wisdom traditions, there are four or five levels of mind that are described. So I am developing what I'm calling the five foundations of effortless mindfulness. These five foundations begin to show us the map and territory of our own consciousness. The most important thing is what discovers, what finds, and what can know the awake awareness that makes all the difference. So as I've mentioned, the reason we have not discovered awake awareness, which is naturally here, equally available to each of us, and the most profound ultimate medicine that we've all been seeking, is because we have not known how to know it or what knows it. So no matter how much intention, devotion, effort we've made, if we haven't been using the right tool, we'll never discover it. The eye cannot see sound. The ear cannot see images. If we've been trying to use our conceptual mind, our five senses, our effort, our will, or even our attention, or mindful meditator, we have not been able to find it because none of these are able to know and directly experience awake awareness. Only awake awareness can know itself. When it knows itself as the nature of mind, it can know all of these other things. It can know your senses and your emotions and your thoughts. So it's really kind of a background-foreground shift from this current constellation of consciousness where we identify with the fast-moving thoughts and the stronger emotions and create a sense of identity out of enmeshment with thinking and ego function and create a sense of a small mini-me that is looking and seeking to be free of itself. So the ego or the doer that we begin to hope to be free of suffering, to awaken, to experience these qualities of effortless mindfulness or joy, unconditional love, cannot reach its goal. That doer or that mistaken identity made out of this small mind, made out of this thought-based knowing and this constellation of consciousness from which we think it's the only option of how to live and how to be a human being, that constellation is actually the obstacle. And yet, there's often fear of letting go of that and falling into a gap, falling into not being a person or not being in control or going out of your mind or being non-attached in a way that's actually detached or disassociated or depersonalized. So in this way of showing you these five foundations of effortless mindfulness, what we're going to do is immediately shift out of the ego identification and into awake awareness as the new ground of being, as the new operating system. And then that awake awareness will naturally know itself as your human form, as the aliveness and the particularity of who you are. And then we'll be able to begin to live from a kind of open-hearted heart mindfulness, which is the full description of awakening in most traditions. The unique thing is that as we navigate this map, we're having a glimpse of an experience of full awakening and functioning, at least at a beginning moment or two, because the entire system is already downloaded within you. We're already pre-programmed to live from this awake consciousness. It's just that we have such a strong habit and culturally and developmentally reinforced way of continuing to function from a small separate sense of self where there's perpetual dissatisfaction. This perpetual dissatisfaction is the root of suffering from which this recognition of effortless mindfulness relieves immediately. And many people report within the first half hour or the first glimpse that there's a dropping away for a short time, for a glimpse, and an experience of what it could be like. And that's why we do this glimpse practice, to show you what's already here. It's almost like taking a black sheet and having a light behind it, and we begin to poke small holes in the sheet. And soon, it seems like nothing's happening, but then all of a sudden light starts pouring in, and the light becomes the primary dimension. The clear light of awake awareness becomes more of the abiding consciousness that you are. And then that supportive consciousness is not a detached, dissociated consciousness. It actually is the most loving, supportive dimension of the universe and as we can experience it. So you now have the capacity to bear what you couldn't bear before. The new capacity from embodied effortless mindfulness and effortless heart mindfulness allows you to meet your shadow parts. It allows you to greet the traumatic memories that you couldn't face before, because now there's a huge, vast, loving dimension of consciousness to which these stronger emotions are appearing. And this sense that previously, operating from a small ego center, there's no way that I've seen, having been both a psychotherapist and meditation teacher, that anyone who's operating from their ego can live a fully emotional, intimate life, let alone bear the traumas and tribulations of a sensitive human being who has living in the world.